It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okpanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a
Colbert.
36-yard line of Philly. Shotgun snap to Hurts. Dropping back. Only one person rushing. Hurts looking, standing still, winding up. Long pass. It lands at the 20. No one is there. Zeroes on the clock. It's over. It's over. The Chiefs have won. The Chiefs have won Super Bowl 57 on a game-winning field goal. Trailing at 10. At the halftime stop, 24-14, they go on to win 38-35.
There you have it. The one and only Kevin Harlan alongside Kurt Warner yesterday for the call of Super Bowl 57 right here on The Fan. Got to make sure and thank our great partners at Westwood One for another outstanding season of the NFL here on the station. Real pleasure to work with those guys. They're as good to work with as their product is, just for any sort of indication on what it's like behind the scenes with the fine folks over there. So how about it? I mean, that game delivered, right? If you're not, I think there's plenty of folks when you have a Super Bowl that just go, well, I'm not a Chiefs fan, and there can't be too many Eagles fans around here. I just want a good game. I just want a good game. And I was in that group of people. And it was. It was the type of game where you sit there and it was quality stuff. I mean, you've got two quarterbacks. Very exciting. Obviously, we know about Pat Mahomes, everything he's able to do. But the added drama of the ankle injury, that was certainly a factor in keeping me even more compelled than I probably would have been. Was he healthy for that game? What he was able to do, gutting it out, because you could tell that guy was in some pain, and he didn't allow it to limit him. It didn't, from watching his play, it didn't look like as painful as it appeared that he let it limit him with anything that he wanted to do. And he said after the game, he did not take a pain-killing injection. So that was just old-fashioned, rub some dirt on it, grit it out. And had he been healthy, that's a performance for the storybooks. And, you know, tip your cap to Jalen Hurts as well. They were talking about him last hour on the Rich Eisen show. Just a great job today. It was what I was able to listen to between Dan Patrick, Jim Rome, Rich Eisen. I thought they all had great shows today, recapping Super Bowl 57. And if you're a Philly fan, you got to be feeling great right now because Jalen Hurts looks like the dude, right? Or as the kids are saying, Jalen Hurts is him. Just an all-around good Super Bowl. And the one scab to pick at is that defensive holding call, right? Mayberry there at the end for Philadelphia. To me, I thought Nick Sirianni, the Eagles coach, summed it up perfectly in his post game. Anybody who's in the sport, you know, plays the game, covers the game, coaches the game, whatever. If you're in the sport, if you watch that game, the Eagles had their opportunities, man. And by letter of the law, the call was correct. And is it Bradberry or Mayberry? He said after the game, I have put my hands on him, you know, so they can make that call. If I get my hands on him, I know that it's possible they can make that call. And I'm paraphrasing here, but he just owned up to it. So glad to see that, you know, I'm sure it's going to haunt him, but he's at some level of peace with it. You know, he wasn't disputing the call. Nick Sirianni didn't dispute the call, but of course the Twitter world, where a lot of the idiots go to play, was full of opinions, go figure. And but to me, not that, and I think, well, easy for you to say, Cole, you're not an Eagles fan. But when you listen to how it was talked about, like I mentioned there, by Bradbury, by Nick Sirianni, I would like to think at some point when the initial sting wears off here in a little bit for Philadelphia Eagles fans, that they'll be able to be like, yeah, well, you know, we didn't play very good defense. You know, the Chiefs scored on every drive of theirs in the second half. Stop them. I mean, if you stop them, then you're severely reducing the ability for the officials to be the ones who you think are the reason that you lost the game. If your defense just could have stopped the Chiefs, who had a quarterback, like we just talked about, who basically was on one ankle. So, once again, just to tie a knot on it, I thought it delivered. Great Super Bowl, and we're moving on now. We got high school state wrestling coming up this week on The Fan. We've got postseason basketball coverage, boys and girls, that begins tonight. We've got a great game tonight. Really pumped to be able to deliver Dunkerton boys basketball tonight here on The Fan. They are hosting Riceville tonight for a Class 1A district quarterfinal. The Raiders are a serious challenger in Class 1A, not only to make it to state, but perhaps become a state champion. Our own Dave Finnegan, who you hear over on our companion station a lot, cruising KCFI, calling Cedar Falls Tigers games, will have the call of that one tonight, a 6:45 pregame. Dunkerton boys basketball playing host to Riceville here on The Fan. Tip off of that one at 7. All right, coming up, well, first things first, let's get all the regular stuff out of the way. However you are tuned in, I appreciate it very much. Hope you had a great Super Bowl Sunday, a great weekend. Whether you're tuned in on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. Like the Facebook page, type in 1650 The Fan, hammer that like button. You'll be set and ready to go there on the Zuck Machine. And make sure you bookmark the website, not only for the stream, but all sorts of content there that you'll enjoy, I have a feeling. Bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. If you want to join in today with any questions or comments for the show, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email the show. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. All right, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a moment. After we're done there, we'll have that first timeout. John Walters, like usual on a Monday, Iowa State men's basketball play-by-play voice is going to join us and recap what was obviously a tough week for the Cyclones, where they go 0-2 last week, and then they've got another tough one coming up. Go figure, it's Big 12 play. But they've got another tough one coming up on Wednesday night against TCU. So we will, of course, have that game here on The Fan. And John will give us the breakdown of what he anticipates when the Cyclones have their second go-around with the Horned Frogs. So after we're done with John, we will take time out near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports, and come back on the other side of that break and get audio from UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson. UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson met the media earlier today at McLeod Center, and his team's struggling right now. They've lost 5 in a row, and they're looking for answers. They're looking to find something, as Coach Jake put it himself. So we'll hear from him coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we will take the final timeout and get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, and then come back for a final time and wrap up the show. So that is the plan, boys and girls. Let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for your Monday. Following districts this past Saturday, pairings are now set for the state wrestling tournament. Several area schools had strong showings at districts and are sending a number of wrestlers to state. In 3A, Waverly Shell Rock sending 12. Cedar Falls, meanwhile, advanced 7. In 1A, Nashville Plainfield moving 13 on to state, while Don Bosco is sending 11, and Wapsie Valley is sending 7. The state meet gets underway Wednesday in all three classes with first round and consolation matches. You can listen to hold-by-hold coverage of the entire state tournament right here on The Fan. The one and only Steve Kappas back on the call for us again this year, and we're very much looking forward to it. Check out the broadcast calendar, 1650thefan.com, for details. Yesterday in college wrestling, third-ranked Iowa State won its final home duel, beating Illinois 21-13. Cyclones won 6 of 10 matches, got bonus points from David Carr at 165 and Marcus Coleman at 184. Iowa State now 16-2 this season. The UNI women's basketball team continues to roll. The Panthers got the best of Valpo yesterday, 83-60. Panthers got 19 from Maya McDermott. Grace Buffelli had a double-double with 15 and 11. Fifth straight win for the Panthers. They're now in a tie for first in the Valley with Illinois State at 12-2. And that is who UNI hosts next this Thursday night. Big game coming up. And Coach Tanya Warren also collected a pair of milestones in that game yesterday, coaching her 507th game, a new Missouri Valley record for games coach, and also her 300th win, all coming at UNI. The fifth-ranked Iowa women's basketball team sailed to an easy 111-57 win at home over Rutgers yesterday, broke a school record for most points against a Big Ten opponent. Four Iowa players finished in double figures, led by Molly Davis's 17 points. The Iowa men's basketball team defeated Minnesota 68-56 yesterday in Minneapolis. Iowa now 16-9 this season and 8-6 in Big Ten play. Iowa led for all but 22 seconds of that game. The Hawkeyes' Chris Murray posted his sixth double-double of the season with 28 points and 14 rebounds. UNI softball finished up play yesterday at its annual Doc Halverson Classic held at the Unidome. Panthers dropped a pair of games, losing to Iowa State and South Dakota, 8-2 and 9-6 respectively. A tough weekend for the Panthers, who went 0-5 in that Unidome Classic. As I mentioned earlier, the road to Des Moines beginning tonight in boys high school basketball. District first round games taking place in classes 1A and 2A. All games tip off at 7 tonight. A Metro team in action, Waterloo Columbus, plays at Cascade in Class 2A. And as I mentioned before, coverage tonight here on The Fan, Class 1A district quarterfinal, Dunkerton playing host to Riceville. Meanwhile, girls regional basketball continues tomorrow across the state with quarterfinals in 1A and 2A. Regional semifinal games in 3A and quarterfinals in 4A and 5A take place on Wednesday. Waterloo Columbus has hired a pair of new golf coaches. Gina Jordan-Berg has been hired to lead the girls team, while Mike Shookman has been named the new boys coach. Jordan-Berg is a Columbus alum, was a four-time letter winner in golf for the Sailors. Shookman, an accomplished tournament golfer with multiple city amateur titles to his credit, as you may well know, owner of Waterloo Golf headquarters since 2004. Both the Iowa State and Iowa women's basketball teams slipped in this week's AP Top 25. Hawkeyes down from 5-7. Iowa State dropping from 21st to 22nd. South Carolina remains the unanimous top-ranked team. Speaking of Iowa State women's basketball, the Cyclones play host to Texas tonight. Clones, they need a win. They've lost three in a row. Texas beat Iowa State 68-53 in Austin back on January 15th. Game time tonight is at 6. And finally, the Iowa State men's basketball team took a big step backwards in this week's AP Top 25. Cyclones down from 11 to 19. Alabama is the new number one, while Houston is second and Purdue is third. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN action update, and a forecast all during this break. We'll come back on the other side, break down the latest with Iowa State men's hoops. Play-by-play voice John Walters next on a Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
First Bank is one of the few remaining community banks in this area, and our vision really matches up with endowments, foundations like the Cedar Falls Schools Foundation.
And there's nothing more community than the local public school district. It's always been very important for our board of directors to support locally whenever we can. That extends to who we have handling our investments.
We want to be a partner to them. We want to help them be successful, and we really want them to grow.
Love streaming movies? You'll love Waverly Utilities Internet. What's not to love about streaming movies? Pop some popcorn, cuddle on your couch, and watch whatever your heart desires through a streaming service from Waverly Utilities. The last thing you need as a movie buff is buffering. To avoid the dreaded buffering wheel showing up on the screen, sign up for one of Waverly Utilities' super fast and reliable internet plans today.
Making life better, making life easy, Waverly Utilities.
Safety in the workplace is vital to your business. The U.S. Department of Labor states over 38,000 workplace illnesses and injuries happen in Iowa each year. Some of these could be avoided with proper markings. I'm Les with A-Line Striping and Sweeping. We'll clearly and visibly mark pedestrian areas and danger zones in your warehouse or factory, as well as storage areas, increasing organization and safety in your operation. My team is professional and our equipment is top of the line, ensuring maximum quality and customer satisfaction. Visit us online at alinestriping.com.
Sports Flash. Well,
Andy Reid now has a second Super Bowl championship after going so long without one and referred to as the best coach never to win. He's now done it twice in the last 4 years and has been quick to give credit to MVP Patrick Mahomes as well as his great staff.
You know, they've all got their spot in which they put plays in, and Greg Lewis, David Girardi, I mean, they all added plays in there, and heck, they all work. They never tell me which one does it, but these plays show up.
And somehow, offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy has yet to receive a look as a head coach in the league. The Eagles not only lost the Super Bowl, but also losing a valuable member of their coaching staff with Shane Steichen, reportedly set to become the next coach of the Colts. And Jonathan Gannon could also be leaving. He's reportedly interviewing for the Cardinals head coaching job today. The Cavaliers have won 6 in a row and will host the Spurs, who come to Cleveland with 12 straight losses, while the Nuggets conclude a 3-game road trip in Miami and should get a look at newcomers Thomas Bryant and Reggie Jackson, who added depth to the lineup at the trade deadline. Alabama takes over the top spot in the polls in this week's AP Top 25, while Houston is second, Purdue falls to third, and UCLA and Kansas round out the top five. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Zach Gelb. CBS Sports Radio has moved to SiriusXM Channel 158, or listen to us on your local affiliate. Find your station at odyssey.com/stations.
CBS Sports
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
Texas, a plus 120 favorite with a Big 12 regular season title, followed by Kansas at plus 160. Kansas State at 30-1. Iowa State 20-1, the Cyclones at home at TCU on Wednesday. Tonight of the Big 12, number 5 Texas laying 4 at Texas Tech, 145.5 the total. Baylor plays for its fourth straight win, laying 6 against West Virginia, 148.5 the total at Pharrell Center. The Chiefs win the Super Bowl 38-35 over the Eagles as a 1-point underdog. They're the 6-1 favorite to win Super Bowl 58, while the Bears are 80-1. Mike Sunnett, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the south 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 46 tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. 31 overcast. Upper 30s Wednesday. Mid 20s Thursday with a chance for snow. About an inch of snow Wednesday night. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 49.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
A lot of ways to listen to the show and all of our great programming. However you do it, thank you so much. Welcome back. Monday edition of the show continues. And a tough week for the Iowa State men's basketball team. They go 0-2 with a 76-71 loss at West Virginia on Wednesday. And then their first loss of the season at Hilton Coliseum coming on Saturday, 64-56 to Oklahoma State. Next up, another Big 12 battle. There's no nights off in the Big 12, as I think most of us are aware by now. TCU, you'll hear that game here on The Fan Wednesday night. So we're going to break it all down with the play-by-play voice, John Walters, on this Monday edition of the show. John, thanks for being here. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Cole?
I'm doing well, and let's start with that West Virginia game. Let's go back to last week, and my main takeaways from that game, John, one, West Virginia is playing really solid basketball right now, and then two, Iowa State's defense, just not quite what we're used to seeing, and combine those two things with how small the margin for error is right now in the Big 12 and in February in general in college basketball, and next thing you know, you got a two-possession loss.
Yeah, I was impressed with the way West Virginia came out and made clutch shots with the game on the line. They made a lot of big shots. And, you know, it was a huge game for them because they had a visit to Texas and then a visit to Baylor coming up this week. So they knew they had to have that one at home. So you were going to get their best shot no matter what. And, you know, they did enough to win the basketball game. I thought the game just didn't have any flow to it. You know, there were so many whistles and it just was constant stoppages of play, so you never had like a two-minute stretch or a three-minute stretch where there was any flow up and down the floor. Teams, and I'm not saying that in any kind of a negative way. Look, Iowa State games are the hardest games to officiate in the Big 12 probably because of how physical they play, and West Virginia has always been that way. So when you put Iowa State and West Virginia together, you're going to have a game that's probably going to last 2.5 hours, okay? And
yeah.
But I just felt like Iowa State could never get in a rhythm, you know, and maybe that was because the play was stopping so often. But hats off to West Virginia. They knew they needed it. They made the big shots with the game on the line. Iowa State struggled to do the same. And it was a good win for them. They turned around. They got blown out by Texas the other day. You know, they had to have that game. That was a very big deal for them to win that one at home. Now, are they in great position to make the NCAA tournament? Absolutely. They're going to make it. But they had to take care of business on their home floor, and they did, and pulled out a tough win. And for some reason, that's really been a tough place for Iowa State to play through the years. They've lost 8 straight there.
Wow.
You know, they get good crowds. They do. Not overwhelmingly good, but good. And they've always had some good players, and Huggins is a great coach, but you know, I've always felt like Iowa State has a chance going in there. I've always felt that, and felt that again this year, and they couldn't quite capitalize and close the deal on West Virginia's home court.
West Virginia 15-10 overall, 4-8 in the Big 12. But, John, like you were getting at there, they're going to make the NCAA tournament, it sure seems. And in that case, you're talking about 8 of the 10 Big 12 teams making the NCAA tournament. And I think if you look on paper at West Virginia, you might go, man, I don't know. You know, should they really be in the tournament? Well, put that game on against Iowa State, you know, or put some of their other games on recently before that Texas game, before the Iowa State game. Watch how hard they battle in the toughest conference in college basketball, and then try to tell me they shouldn't be in the NCAA tournament, right?
Well, no doubt. And I mean, they've had some good wins. I mean, they've you know, Pitt, which is right at the top of the ACC, by about 30 on Pitt's home floor. They beat, you know, Florida. They've had some good wins. They have. They've had a bunch of good wins. But the Big 12 has eaten them up a little bit. But, you know, they are, as long as they can protect their home floor the rest of the way, I think they'll be in a great position. You know, as I mentioned, they got another tough one coming up here against Baylor. So that's tonight. So, it's hard, man. It is hard. There's going to be teams with losing records in the Big 12 Conference that are going to make the NCAA tournament. And when you look at the dynamics on West Virginia as far as the KenPom and net, they're top 20 in both, you know, and so they're going to make it. There's no doubt that if they can just keep their head above water, they're going to make the NCAA tournament. Now, if they go on a 6 or 7 game losing streak here, they probably won't. But I have enough confidence in having seen them play that they have a lot of good players. Kedrian Johnson was really good against Iowa State. Emmett Matthews, Trey Mitchell, they have a lot of good players, and I think they'll make it for sure. But they gotta do a little bit of work to get there. But I think they will.
John Walters, Cyclone Radio Network, our guest right now on a Monday edition of Cole and Company. Follow John on Twitter at JW Cyclones TV. 64-56, the Cyclones have their first home loss on Saturday to Oklahoma State, John. And is there a team that's played Iowa State better, played them tougher than Oklahoma State this season?
Over the course of the last 4 years, Oklahoma State's won 7 of the last 8 against Iowa State. And within this season, they've won 7 of the last 8 games. And they are the only team that has held Iowa State under 60 in Big 12 play, and they've done it twice. So they are a very, very good defensive team, and they match up well with the Cyclones. Cisse can handle Oshunyi, or at least slow him down. They match up on the perimeter pretty well defensively, and Iowa State did not have a great shooting night. They had some guys that were a little bit off their games as far as the big three. You kind of count on one of them being hot at least, and between Gabe Kelscher and Jaron Holmes and who's the third? Gabe Kelscher, Jaron Holmes, and Caleb Grill. You figure one of those three is going to be hot most nights. And a lot of times two of the three are. When that happens, Iowa State's pretty tough to beat. But all three had an off night. I think Oklahoma State did a great job just kind of taking away what Iowa State wanted to do. And I think they got in Iowa State's heads a little bit. They frustrated Iowa State. And so I think for TJ, he was very disappointed with the loss because, they really did want to protect their home floor and win all the way through. They were the last Big 12 team that hadn't lost a Big 12 home game in overall this year. Now they have. But I think he was just disappointed in the way they kind of allowed Oklahoma State to kind of get in their heads a little bit. And I think you'll see Iowa State really get back to the drawing board here and come out with a lot of fire in their belly against TCU on Wednesday night, because I'm sure he's challenging them right now. I mean, these are the dog days of the college basketball season. You start in June. It's not like you start in November. You start in June. And so this is the home stretch of the season. And you've got to find a way to find another gear and kick it in before March Madness begins. And you absolutely want to be playing good basketball at the start of March. And so Iowa State did that last year. They won 4 straight games with their backs to the wall when they really had to. They started 3-9 in Big 12 play last year, and they had to get hot, and they did. They won 4 consecutive games, got to 7-9, and managed to get in the NCAA tournament and then go on and win a couple games to go to the Sweet 16. This team's not in as dire of a situation as far as needing to win, but I do think TJ feels the same, that they do need to win, and they need to get it figured out. And I think they will. We saw Baylor go through this early. They lost 3 straight. We saw Kansas go through it.
Yep.
They lost 3 straight. In this league, good teams are going to lose 2 or 3 games in a row. It's going to happen. And how you respond to it is what's going to define your season. And so now we're at that defining moment for Iowa State. Are they going to respond in a real positive way? Because after this TCU game, you're going to Kansas State and Texas. You've got 2 incredibly tough games to follow that, and TCU's no bargain. So it's one of those deals where you either rise to it or you succumb to it, and I think Iowa State will rise to it, but that remains to be seen.
I'm really glad you pointed that out, John, because it really is the dog days of college basketball right now, and finding that second wind or whatever you want to call it, regrouping, whatever it is. I think for anybody, whether it's guys like us or fans that are season ticket holders, I think there's something to be said for being in the arena on a regular basis and watching these guys. And I think you can see it. I feel like you can see it at a certain point when a team just looks like their gas tank is a little low. And, that's part of the reason why these coaches get paid as handsomely as they do, because there's a lot of teams like Iowa State, Some it happens a little earlier than others, like you point out. But there's a lot of teams in the country right now that are circling their proverbial wagons and going, all right, what do we got to do in terms of practice schedule? What do we got to do in terms of maybe putting some wrinkles in our scheme to that maybe offers some juice to our players out there mentally on the floor? Like, there's a lot of buttons to push, probably plenty as many not to be pushing right now. I mean, this is when you really start to separate teams and the cream's going to rise to the top.
Well, I agree. I mean, I think look no further than Wednesday's matchup. TCU's lost three in a row, and they've had a couple of major injuries with Eddie Lampkin and Mark Miles out of the lineup, two of the best players in the Big 12, not in there. And that's probably the number one reason why they've lost three straight. But the bottom line is they've lost three straight. And so they're going to come in with a lot of, impetus to play well. They're going to be certainly fired up for a big opportunity to win one on the road and kind of make a statement. And Iowa State's in the same boat. And, you know, that is this time of year. I mean, that is, can you regroup? Can you get it back together? I agree that these coaches absolutely have a finger on the pulse of their teams. They know when they've kind of hit a wall or whatever the case may be, but you got to fight through that wall. And some teams don't. You know, some teams will lose 7, 8, 9 in a row, and they'll kind of fade out of the picture, and other teams will kind of figure it out. And one thing I'm very confident in is that the level of character in that locker room is really, really good. So, as TJ tries to get their attention this week and let them know that, look, it's time to stop worrying about our opponents. He mentioned this in his post game. It's time to stop worrying about, you know, the officiating. It's time, you know, he takes a lot of pride in not having guys get emotional and responsive to. I shouldn't say not emotional. It's good for guys to play with emotion. He wants that. But he doesn't want them to get caught up in the moment to the point where they are distracted from doing their job. And I think that's happened a little bit to Iowa State in the last couple days, last couple games. And they just need to figure it out. It's a long, hard season. And human emotion plays a role in this. And you're going to get caught up in some of that stuff. But they got to fight their way through it. And he takes a lot of pride in saying, hey, look, we're not going to be that team that's going to be, you know, complaining to the officials or blaming them for the loss or finger pointing. We're not doing that. That's just not us. And so I'm a huge believer in the character in that locker room, and I think they will absolutely get it figured out. And I think that has to start on Wednesday night against TCU.
John, before I let you go, Iowa State women's basketball against Texas tonight, a big, big game for Bill Finley's team, which means Cyclone Coach's Corner tomorrow night here on The Fan. Can you give us an early preview of what's on the itinerary?
Yeah, we're going to have a very romantic conversation with Bill Fenley and T.J. Otzelberger on Valentine's Day, and hopefully be talking about some really positive things. The women, you know, they're in the same boat as the men. They've lost three in a row. The league is tough. I mean, you know, and they're trying to come back home and beat the number one team in the conference in Texas. So huge game tonight at 6 o'clock for the Cyclone women. Hopefully they can pull that one out. I think I got a good feeling about that one. I think they're going to play really well, shoot the basketball well, and come up with a big win. And if they can do that, man, it gets you right back where you want to be and headed in that right direction. But it's a lot easier said than done. I mean, Texas is playing very, very well. But, looking forward to tomorrow's show with Coach Osberger and Coach Fenton.
Likewise, John. Great stuff as always. Appreciate the conversation, and we'll catch up again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cole.
Thank you. John Walters, Cyclone Radio Network, kind enough to join us on a Monday edition of Cole & Company. I'm really glad that, you know, and go figure, John, as good as he is, he starts to get in to a point of the conversation that I had planned on steering us toward, and that is this wall that's out there for any of these teams, and it's a little different for everybody, and I'll bring it up again. I think if you are a season ticket holder, if you are someone who works these games, if you are in the arena, for most all of your favorite teams' home games, or all of the, you know, just if you're in there, that you can see this. It's not as easily translated on television, where you're not watching the player walk to the bench, get off the bench, go to check in, maybe see, you know, all those moments that you don't see from just watching on television. Pretty much, a lot of that will tell you where a team's at in terms of its energy. And that's a broad term as well, I think, in how it applies to playing winning basketball. And it sometimes it happens in January. Other times it happens in February. Everybody goes through it. And I think that's what you're looking at with not only Iowa State, men's and women's basketball right now, but the UNI men's basketball team as well. And that's what we're going to talk about next. Ben Jacobson's Panthers, they took one on the chin Saturday, 80-62. They lose at home to Indiana State. Coach Jake met the media today, and he had some long-winded answers. And I think there are answers, in fairness to him, about his team and what it's going to take to steal his words, get him out of the mud. He says they're stuck in the mud right now. So we'll hear from Coach Jake next on this Monday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State falls 8 spots to 19th, latest AP college basketball poll. The Cyclones are 16-8 and coming off their first home loss of the season to Oklahoma State. They'll look to bounce back Wednesday night at home against TCU. Alabama's the new top-ranked team this week. Houston second, previously top-ranked Purdue falls to number 3 after a loss to Northwestern. UCLA and Kansas complete the top 5. A 7-game winning streak has Drake in the hunt for the Missouri Valley title. The Bulldogs are tied at the top with Bradley at 12-4 with 4 games remaining. Drake has scored 85 points or more in each of the last 4 games.
I do think we are playing a little more consistent. Confidence is good. There's some urgency, obviously, with our older group. You can feel it a little bit in their voices and in the locker room and stuff. So, you know, hopefully we can continue to do that.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. They'll visit UNI Wednesday night. The Iowa Hawkeye women down to 7th latest AP poll. Iowa State's 22nd. This is Radio Iowa.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads.
It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Catch the fast-paced excitement of UNI basketball at the McLeod Center. Pack the Mac. The Panthers host in-state rival Drake Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. Panther Nation, wear your purple. It's a purple out. Panther basketball Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, McLeod Center. Get your tickets today at unipanthers.com/promo or call 273-4849. That's 273-4849.
Race to savings at Menards, your one-stop shop for pets. We offer it all, from food and treats to a huge selection of toys, bowls, leashes, and collars. Check out some of the great brands we carry, like Purina. Tidy Cats neutralizes smells with triple odor protection, keeping the house smelling clean. Get it today for $11.99. Race to savings on everything you need for your cat and all your pets at Menards. Good through February 18th.
Save big money at Menards.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things, but you can't always be at the top of your game, and it's normal to feel overwhelmed or like you aren't showing up in the ways that you want to sometimes. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the person you want to be, because when you feel empowered, you can take on whatever life throws at you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, affordable, and entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist based on your unique needs and preferences. Then you can start communicating with your therapist in whatever format works for you, via video, phone, or live chat sessions. If your first match isn't the perfect fit, switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. Life is unpredictable, and it's impossible to know what's around the corner. Consistency has to come from within. Find your empowerment so you're ready for anything that comes your way. Visit BetterHelp.com/strongmind to get 10% off your first order. That's BetterHelp.com/strongmind.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Monday edition of the show continues. Talking a lot of hoops today. UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson met the media earlier today. His Panthers mired in a five-game losing streak right now. And Panthers lost 80-62 at home to Indiana State on Saturday. And when it comes to digging his team out of this rut that it finds itself in, I asked Coach Jacobson, how important is it right now? Because there's going to be a lot of questions. You're probably asking yourself a lot of questions. But how important is it to just do your routine, do the normal stuff as well or better as you've done it to this point?
Yeah, yes. You need to keep doing, you got to keep doing the each and every day things that are, they're more fun. You got a little more energy for them when you're rolling through January at 7-2 than you do right now when you're losing, you know, and you've lost a couple games in a row. But you have to keep doing the everyday things, okay? The guys were in this morning. Got another good lift in. We'll get our workout in this afternoon, and so you know, watching the film, you know, the film that we show them. Most of that stuff's got to stay the same. Now, you know, there's so then you're on to some other things, right? Because those things they have to. Right? If you get off track there a little bit, it's going to be really hard to find your way back to playing better basketball if all of a sudden you stop doing a couple of the everyday things. So, we're continuing to hammer away at it the same way. Now, we just got to figure out we've got to cut down our mistakes a little bit. We've got to figure out scheme-wise if we need to make any adjustments, right? So we'll work at it. I'm not going to give you too many secrets. We've got a big game Wednesday. Did you hear that? We got a good team coming in here Wednesday. Have you guys heard that yet? Yeah. As Reimer used to say, big game. And I have to remind him all the time that, well, most of them are.
That's a veteran coach right there. If you're in the first, second, third year, you're not sounding that loose when your team's in the midst of a five-game losing streak. And I think that's something very valuable that this young UNI Panther team's got going for it, is that the confidence where it's going to turn around for them. They've played too much good basketball for them not to turn it around. But after Saturday's loss, when I was talking to Coach Jacobson post-game, at one point he mentioned, I've got to be great right now. My staff has got to be great right now. And we got to find something. If there's something to be found for this team to get them out of this rut, then we got to find it. And so I asked him today, I says, does looking back and reminiscing about previous teams, when they ran into some adversity, what you guys maybe found in those instances, how helpful is that to what you're trying to do right now with this team? Teams are all different, but maybe there's something in the past that can help you in the present. And here's Coach Jake on that.
Yeah, that's certainly a part of it. And you mentioned it with that team, Wyatt.
The team that I referred to was the team AJ Green's freshman year, which was Wyatt Lohaus's senior year, and that was a team that I think underperformed by expectations throughout the regular season, but got red hot right at the end of the regular season and looked poised to potentially go win the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. Here, back to Coach Jake.
Really was playing well. Like he, and then AJ was playing his best basketball of the season for him. So, and then our team was, yeah, we were, but a lot to do with Wyatt playing as good as he was. And then the next year, the COVID year, we were playing good, right? And we got bounced because of that, because of the positive test with James, which was BS and should have never happened. We were playing good enough to win, and we might have, I don't know, we might have won it. Like, we didn't have as good a team, right, without AJ and without Antoine, but we were playing really good, and that team was able to find it. You know, Trey was playing great, Taiwan was playing great. Yeah, just guys were right. We found it, and last year we had an older, more experienced team, and you know, really, we just had the week where we lost the back-to-back games at Velpo, and then at home against Drake, both those in overtime. And other than that, we, you know, not that we played great in every game, but we found a way to win the games we didn't play great, and then when we played great, we won by, you know, we won by 10, 12, 15, right? So, so I think it's a little different in each case. Now, this one's a little bit weird just because it's so late. You know, to go the whole season and have our two games where we don't play very good happen this late in the year, it's just a little bit weird, right? It's not a little different that way, right, with just four to go before we go to St. Louis. So, you know, in saying that, we played so good up until the last two. Even in the game at Indiana State, at Drake, against Bradley, okay, we were still in position to win all three of those games. That was just three games ago, right? Now, it feels like 100 years ago when you play like you did at Evansville and you play like you did against Indiana State. But, you know, that's 1 week's worth of basketball in the better part of 6-7 weeks where we played great. So I don't think it's going to take much, Cole. I really don't. Like, so it's our job, my job as our head coach, just to change the angle just a touch. You know, it might be something at practice, might be something scheme-wise. But we'll find it, right? And the guys, we got a lot of good basketball in us still, right? We've played too much good basketball this year to feel like we don't, okay? I have a ton of confidence that we're going to play good basketball.
As Coach Jacobson alluded to earlier in that first bit of audio I played, a big game coming up Wednesday night for the Panthers against Drake, a quick rematch against the Bulldogs. And I asked Coach Jake, I says, does, you know, some of these games, the way it ends up, there's usually one, maybe two in your conference schedule that the rematch is like, you know, 2 weeks. There's only 2 weeks between. Maybe there's only 1 week between instead of the three or four, or maybe sometimes five or longer that can happen with the way the schedule lays out. Given this short turnaround with the rematch against Drake, does that provoke probably both teams, you think, to add wrinkles in? Because if you play a team in late December and then you play them again in early February, a lot changes just organically. So do you think about, you know, how different this game might be just because you're going to potentially push some buttons because of how quick the rematch is happening?
Yeah, I think there's probably you know, some subtle differences, of course, depending on the matchup, the teams, the year. Generally speaking, or maybe I'd start with this. More specific to the Drake game, the first time we did a good job defensively for a long time in that first game. Right? Later in that game, they hurt us. Penn had a terrific game. I think he ended up with 28, but he really controlled the game, and he's done that a lot. Right, he's done it in games with us. He's done it in games against other teams in our league, and but he was really, we were challenged by the high ball screen actions. You know, whether they set them, they slipped through them, they added a little wrinkle to them. Like, down the stretch, he really controlled the game. Yeah. So, you know, thinking about, okay, whether that at some point in the game they're going to it, right? Whether they do it to start the game and they do it all 40 minutes, or a spot in the first half. If they haven't by that time, for sure, you know, down the stretch. Like, so we're going to have to handle that better, right? We're going to have to defend that better. So you're talking scheme there. You know, I don't know, because we didn't play great basketball in our last two games, when you're talking about, you know, is there something that we got to do, or can we do a lot different, specific to Drake? You know, offensively, we've just got to find – we've got to find something, whether it's doing the things we're doing a little bit better, or throwing a little something new in there, more so that we can play better, right? Like, we're going to have to play better to have success on Wednesday, right? Whether it's Drake or somebody else, right? And that piece maybe is as good as Drake is, right? That piece maybe is overriding things just a little bit because we haven't played back-to-back games like that all season, right? So we're stuck in the mud a little bit. So I think more to that. That we've got to do some things today and tomorrow just to help our guys play a little bit better.
There you have it, the latest from UNI men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson. Let's take the final timeout. NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. We'll come back on the other side and wrap up a Monday edition of the show right here on The Fan.
I'm Rhett Lewis with NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The NFL season concluded Sunday with one of the highest scoring and most entertaining Super Bowls in recent memory. The Chiefs faced an uphill battle at halftime, trailing the Eagles 24-14 with Patrick Mahomes limping off the field after re-injuring his ankle. Mahomes, however, rebounded in a big way in the second half, leading the Chiefs to three touchdowns on their first three drives. And with the game tied at 35 and just under 2 minutes left, Eagles cornerback James Bradbury was called for a crucial holding penalty on a third down. Harrison Butker then kicks the game-winning 27-yard field goal with 8 seconds left. Chiefs win their second Super Bowl in 4 years, beating the Eagles 38-35. Patrick Mahomes becomes the first player this century to win the NFL MVP and the Super Bowl MVP in the same season. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
They say they'll get your biggest tax refund. Jackson Hewitt says your biggest tax refund guaranteed and a chance to double your tax refund. Thousands in weekly prizes during the Double Your Refund sweepstakes. Your biggest refund times two, twice the money. So forget about them. File your taxes on the double at Jackson Hewitt today. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to U.S. residents 18 or older who file a 2022 federal tax return. Promotion ends 4/2/23. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for rules.
At Poet, we're proud to support rural communities and grow local economies across the heartland. Proud to create new market opportunities for farmers. Proud to process local grain at our bioprocessing facilities. Every day, Poet is partnering with family farms to create innovative bioproducts that are changing the world. Ensuring that rural farm families can continue to do what they love for generations to come. Learn more at Poet.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The LA Rams went all in on superstar talent last season, and it paid off. They utilized draft capital in order to secure star veterans. That helped LA win a Super Bowl and caused a ripple effect around the league. But Kansas City did things differently. Instead of trading all their picks, Kansas City traded one of their biggest stars, Tyreek Hill, in exchange for draft picks. The move was viewed as a massive risk by many, but the deal was a major reason for the team's success. With Hill's contract off the books, the team's signed Juju Smith-Schuster, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and safety Justin Reed. And with the help of all the draft picks, Kansas City managed to draft 4 starting players in this year's big game. And that doesn't even include rookie receiver Sky Moore. What the Rams did in 2021 was innovative, and with the success, there's always going to be imitations. But if we learned anything from Kansas City, it's that there are plenty of blueprints in building a championship. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
This message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection? The latest innovation from Discover. Discover will help regularly remove your personal information like your name and address from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And they'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection. That's discover.com/online privacy protection. Football weather is here. Freezing temperatures, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires ready to tackle winter's worst? Well, the experts at TireRack.com will get your vehicle ready for primetime.
They sell tires that dominate winter, like the Vredestein Windtrac. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and tell them what you drive. Test results, tire ratings, consumer reviews, all the stats you need to make the right call. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Monday. Got to thank John Walters of the Cyclone Radio Network. Speaking of the Cyclones, 21st-ranked Iowa State women hosting Texas tonight, looking to snap a three-game losing streak. Cyclones committed 24 fouls and were out-rebounded 38-29 the last time they took on the Longhorns. Here is Coach Bill Finley.
The defensive rebounding and the fouling for us is really become an issue and something we've been really good at for most of the year, but the last couple games has been a problem, so that's a concern.
Cyclones know what they got to clean up, and they need a W. Hopefully they can get it tonight. That's a wrap for a Monday edition of the show. Postseason high school boys basketball coming up at 6:45. Dunkerton playing host to Riceville, a Class 1A district quarterfinal. 7 o'clock tip-off. Dave Finnegan on the call. Enjoy that, and have a great night, everybody. I'm back tomorrow at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.